Cardinals and Yankees. It's Jackie Robinson Day, and CC Sabathia respectfully donning some cleats in Robinson's honor. We'll take it to the top of the second. Yanks lead 1-0. Sabathia facing Randall Grichuk.
0-2 on Grichuk. The pitch. A swing, and there's a fly ball to left field. Gardner's moving back, puts up the glove, and makes the catch. Running into the Budweiser sign after making the grab. The Cardinals strand two.
There's a big gap in left center for Diaz. The ball does not carry there. The 3-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strikes him out with a changeup. Strikeout number two for CC Sabathia. We go to the bottom of the third inning. 3-2. Carpenter, the runner at second, and it's a changeup that's fouled back. He actually missed it. And the ball goes back to the screen, but they throw him out at first base. So he did not get a piece of that ball. It went back to the screen. It was a changeup. Strikeout number three. He's thrown out 2-3. And the Cardinals strand their third runner of the afternoon.
With the infield in, here's the pitch. And Hicks tops it right back to Martinez, who bare hands and throws it away. Throws it over Yadier Molina's head. Going for second base. Hicks is going to make it. Torres scores. Hicks goes to second base, and the Yankees lead 2-0. The 1-2. A base hit through the hole at short into left field. Hicks comes around. He's going to score. The throw goes into second. 3-0 New York. With two on, two outs, Clifford's 1-2 pitch to Grichuk. A swing and a miss, and this ball game has come to an end. Clifford struck out the side, but he gave up two hits and a walk and left two men on. The Yankees have won the first two games in this series, each by one run.
Mike Matheny's Cardinals put up a couple of late-inning runs against the Yankees, but it wouldn't be enough as St. Louis loses this one 3-2. Here's what the Cardinals skipper said about Carlos Martinez's 11 strikeout performance.
You know, it's a rough start. 37 pitches in the first, just trying to find the zone. When he found it, his stuff was his stuff. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like that. When he found the zone, you know, he was electric, but had trouble staying in it. Amazing that he got into six like he did, as deep as he went. This not many free bases, but his stuff was very good. Obviously, the extra bases are what hurt him, with the fact he couldn't keep it on the plate.
That throw to Yadi looked like he barehanded. It looked like he had a little more time to set himself. If you know,
it's a tough play. It's just all instincts, and his instincts told me he had to make a barehand throw. And knowing that they were going on contact, and he makes some pretty athletic plays like that.
Like, I think he was at 106 pitches after the fifth. What goes into your decision about sending him out in the sixth?
He wasn't even sweating, and didn't look like he had worked hard. In fact, he'd thrown a lot of pitches. He was our best chance right there. I mean, he was still good stuff. Pop up, Boston, Sun, whatever. Ended up kind of being the one that cost him. But he was still making good pitches at that point.
What would you like to see on that pop up? Is there any way to get help on it, Richard?
No. If you don't see it, you don't see it. What else you can do?
Flip side, what did you see from your offense against CC?
He was pretty good. Obviously, had an opportunity hard out there with guys on base with Grichuk early. Could have put a little different look to it. But he was using the whole plate, changing it up, change up, curveball, everything was sharp. Had strikeouts when he needed them. Threw the ball well.
Did you get an explanation talking to Carlos for why he might have been so erratic, or is it just pitchers just don't have the command?
It's a hard game.
Yeah.
It's a hard game.
What did he do to kind of get your confidence in the middle innings? Was it just how he looked? I mean, you mentioned that he looked like it was easy and everything, but was a particular command of a certain pitch?
He wasn't giving up much hits. I mean, well, not out there just dreaming that it's going to be effective. When he found the plate, he was effective. And once again, once he got into a better role, and he just had trouble finding his timing, whether it was his front foot contact, whatever it was, he was having trouble finding his release point early, but the further he went, the better he got. Like, facing some guys that, you know, even get to Carter there, just gave tough time to all night long. Ended up getting the third run in, but once again, probably shouldn't have been in that spot.
The series wraps up on Sunday. Adam Wainwright takes the hill for the Cardinals, and he'll take on Michael Pineda of the Yankees.